Page 75. 3. Listening and speaking. My worst roommate. B. Listen to four people talk about roommates. What was each person's problem? Check A or B. Then listen again and write one thing each roommate didn't do. 1. Mark.
Last year I worked at a summer camp, and I had to share with my roommate, who was a nice guy, except he could not wake up in the mornings. Not that that was a big deal, but for some unknown reason, he didn't bring his cell phone or an alarm clock to the camp, so he used my phone as an alarm clock, which was okay at first. Well, it was a bit annoying, because he just took it without asking, and then he never gave it back. Then, I found out he'd actually used it to make a few calls, and he hadn't asked me first. And that's when I ran out of patience. In the end, I took the battery out so he couldn't use it. It was kind of mean, but it was driving me crazy.
2. Hannah.
I had just started a new job in a new city, and I saw a posting on the internet for an apartment to share with someone in another department in my company. She seemed okay. We had similar tastes in music and movies and sense of humor. But after about a month, things weren't good. For example, she never took the trash out. Never. And it was always me who cleaned up after she had friends over for meals and stuff. I didn't mind that she had her friends over. They were fun. But it was always me who put the table and chairs back and everything. So anyway, we finally sat down and went over it all, and I said it wasn't working out. She just couldn't see what the problem was and said if I didn't like the way she lived, I could move out. And in the end, I did, because, you know, I suppose I just couldn't put up with the mess any longer.
3. Emilio.
I had to share a hotel room with a colleague one time for 2 weeks. We were on a training program together, and I know I'm kind of a neat freak, but this guy was just amazing. I don't think he knew what a closet was. He would walk in the door and literally kick his shoes off in the air, and wherever they landed is where he left them. He never put them away in the closet. I kept finding his clothes, especially his dirty socks, under my bed, which was really annoying. He didn't pick up his dirty laundry off the floor, not once. I did it. I suppose I should have said something or come up with some rules or something about cleaning up our own mess, but I never said anything. But you know, next time a training session comes up, I'll ask if I can have my own room.
4. Cassie.
When I was in college, I shared a dorm room with the worst roommate you can imagine. There was food and clothes everywhere. I mean, she didn't clean her mess up or pick her clothes up. She was even sleeping with leftover food under her bed, which was disgusting. So, finally, I asked her to clean it up. And boy, she just lost her temper with me and said it was none of my business. And she called her mom. And I don't know what her mom said, but she didn't like it. So she was yelling and throwing stuff around. Finally, I called housing, and they moved her to another dorm.